This is Radio Kate here. We've just completed our first Science in the Pub session here at the Quantum to Cosmos Festival in Waterloo, Ontario. And I'm pleased to announce that I have Stuart Wolfe, who's an engineer and physicist from the University of Virginia, and who has a long track record with DARPA, which, let me get this right, it's the
Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
And that's a U.S.-based kind of secret.
Yeah, it's a U.S.-based, no, it's a... It's basically a funding agency. We provide resources to projects that are high risk, high payoff, that have some connection to the U.S. Department of Defense. In other words, we see that sometime, somewhere, this will be relevant to what the Department of Defense would like to develop. So mostly new technologies, but often it's basic research.
And when you were there, you did a lot of work on quantum computing and tried to get a lot of that stuff through. You said some really interesting stuff this evening. I mean, we did all the complex stuff about what quantum computing is, but I'm now more interested in this idea of us having computers in our headbands. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, the idea is to have a little computer that directly communicates with the brain. And this computer on the one side is communicating information in and out of our brain, and on the other side is connected directly to the internet, so we can wirelessly communicate to anybody or any mainframe to get information in. So if we want to Google something, we just think about what we want to Google, and immediately the image appears in our brain almost like a heads-up display, so we don't need a screen. We have it actually appear as an image superimposed on what we're seeing with our eyes. So in a sense, it's like having a second pair of eyes.
And this is what you've termed, what is it,
network-enabled telepathy. So it's it also could enable communication between two people or four people or 10 people who in principle could learn to all communicate together. So there could even be what I'll call conference calls, but all brain to brain.
As soon as you think something, everybody else who's connected via this thing would hear that thought,
well,
see that thought?
You'd have to develop your own filter. So children would have to be trained on how to use this, so the thoughts that they want communicated would be communicated. Those that they wanted to remain private would remain private. And so just like you could think about something, you hate this guy in your head, but you're writing on your BlackBerry, you're writing, oh, I love you, but in your brain you have to be able to filter the thoughts from what you're communicating. So
pretty dangerous after a beer or two then.
Yeah, well, that's right. So you have to be very careful. If you imbibe, you might reveal things that you wouldn't necessarily want to reveal, but or you could have your computer be your own filter.
So, I mean, this sounds all, you know, pretty fantastic. I mean, how close, I mean, is this just kind of, you know, science fantasy stuff, or is this, you know, real?
It's actually, the technology is fairly well along, so it just needs to be perfected.
Well done.
Okay, thanks. Getting information out from the brain is very well documented because of the work on prosthetics. Getting information into the brain in a form that is of the quality that we would like is still something that needs to be worked on. So we can develop artificial retinas, for example, where we can actually create an image electronically, but that image is still very poor, not good enough for someone to say, I would want to use it. And similarly with sound and the other senses. But I think with some resources and some dedicated work, these things can be perfected to the point where the information going in is up to the same quality as the information going out.
And very quickly, how soon before you think we might be using these things? Within our lifetimes?
I definitely think that part of the technology will be available within, my guess will be in 10 years. We'll be able to probably replace something like a cell phone. So we'll be able to communicate brain to brain. We won't have a full function, but we could probably at least do it with sound or hearing. So hearing, my guess, is the first thing that we'll be able to communicate with via this network-enabled telepathy. And I think as time goes on, we'll be able to bypass other of the sensors.
Thank you very much.
All right.